Well, what a debate it turned out to be. Everyone's got their opinion, as you would expect, as to who won the debate. There's one element of that debate about which there is zero doubt. And that is that a fellow by the name of Joe Wurzelbacher has become a nationwide celebrity overnight. The Joe the Plumber, invoked by Senator John McCain as the man who would be the symbol of working people in this country and who was resisting Senator Barack Obama's attempts to raise taxes. Just 5 days ago, he was anonymous. He was a single father working all day at his plumbing business. And as he said, playing football with his son. But he has become quickly, as I say, a celebrity simply because he got into the middle of a discussion with Barack Obama in his neighborhood, and in which Barack Obama famously said he's going to spread the wealth. And that obviously did not sit well either with Joe the Plumber or millions and millions of other Americans, working men and women. And here, if you will, we've got a couple of thoughts here from Joe the Plumber on how you might make a presidential decision, decide who you're going to vote for. If you want to talk about common sense, this man has it. Listen to what he says when the journalists were asking him about who he would recommend somebody vote for.
I'm not advocating one or the other. I want people just to go out and learn instead of voting for somebody because their dad told them to, or because their union steward told them to, or, you know, for any major reasons. I want them to find out for themselves.
Senator Joe Biden had some choice words for Mr. Wurzelbacher. Isn't it interesting how the Democratic Party attacks working people and middle-class Americans once they become prominent nationally? For example, Joe the Plumber. Here's a guy, a working man, living the American life, trying to build the American dream. He is being attacked from all over the left. I mean, the Daily Kos and the blogosphere going bananas. And here is Senator Joe Biden going after Joe the Plumber on MSNBC this morning.
I don't have any Joe the Plumbers in my neighborhood that make $250,000 a year and are worried. The Joe the Plumbers in my neighborhood, the Joe the Cops in my neighborhood, the Joe the Grocery Store Owners in my neighborhood, they make like 98% of the small businesses less than $250,000 a year. And they're going to do very well under us, and they're going to be in real tough shape under John McCain.
Well, there's actually no support for his statement about a number of his statements, but there's no support for any of the statements about whether they're going to be in worse shape or better shape under either McCain or Obama. But let me tell you point blank, Joe Biden, as is often the case, is flat wrong about 98% of the small businesses earning less than $250,000 a year in this country. He is definitely wrong about Joe the Plumber if he is implying that Joe the Plumber makes $250,000 a year. That's not what Joe the Plumber said. He wants to buy a business, the profit of which would be about $250,000, he hopes, and he's concerned about being taxed. And Barack Obama said, yes, he will raise his taxes, straight up. Here's Joe the Plumber on the greatness of this country, despite all of the nonsense from the political hacks.
I'm tired of people downing America, saying that we're this bad country. I mean, that upsets me and my friends greatly.
And upsets all of us, doesn't it? And here's Senator Biden's latest in a series of, obviously, he cannot keep out of his own way. More gaffes from the campaign trail. Thank you, Senator Biden.
Look, John's last-minute economic plan does nothing to tackle the number one job facing the middle class. And it happens to be, as Barack says, a three-letter word. Jobs. J-O-B-S. Jobs.
You heard the laugh there. I mean, this guy, you know, they talk about, the left wants to make fun and mock Sarah Palin, Governor Palin. And they are sitting here, the national liberal media won't even focus on Joe Biden. This man can't go a day without screwing up a vacant lot. I mean, it's ridiculous. And they'll tell you what, you know, oh, it's just, It just keeps going. A three-letter word, J-O-B-S. Even Joe Biden can count, for crying out loud. Good Lord. He's putting down Joe the plumber, and Joe Biden can't count to four, for crying out loud. Joe the plumber, Joe Wurzelbacher, I mean, he is a smart guy, and he's the kind of guy I'd like to see in Congress. I'd like to see lots more plumbers in Congress and carpenters and bricklayers and the people who make this country work from the middle class. I think we've got just about enough professional politicians. How long has Biden been in the Senate? 30-some-odd years. How about let's get Joe the plumber or Jim the plumber or Bill the plumber. Let's have diversity of occupation in that Congress. Wouldn't that be nice? Teachers and iron workers and real Americans who have to work every day to support themselves, their families, and provide a paycheck so that their families can get by. Wouldn't that be fascinating? I'm Lou Dobbs. Thanks for listening. We'll be back soon with our next podcast. If you have a question or comment, send me an email at lou@loudobbsradio.com.